My name is Andrea, and I'm here with Sophia, and this is Tiny Morbid Fantasies. On today's episode, we're going to be sharing two stories. First story is Roadside Grave, written by me, followed by Doe, written by Sophia. She stood over the small wooden cross adorned with silk flowers. Of all the days to rain, it had to be today. In one hand, a small bouquet of daisies, the other, a framed photo. She laid the flowers down and wiped away the dried leaves that had started to gather. "I see no one has visited you since I was last here," she scoffed while straightening the cross. She was only feet away from the busy highway, cars speeding by with the same reckless abandon they did 5 years ago. She kissed the photo and balanced the frame against the cross. She closed her eyes and sighed. Horns began to honk, tires screeching, cars colliding. She opens her eyes and turns just in time to see a deer flying through the air towards her. It connects with her chest, and they both collapse atop the cross. She struggles to breathe as the deer, dead on impact, is crushing her ribcage. She stares into the overcast sky as rain and tears fill her eyes. She takes in her last breath as the faint sound of sirens can be heard in the distance.
So my story this week is called Doe. How long do you think it takes? Does it happen in an instant, or does it drag out? After the moment of impact, does a deer just lie there in fright, unblinking, rapid breathing, pure fear? Does it have the same release of adrenaline to protect itself that humans do? I think about this from time to time. Each decaying carcass I pass on the side of the road died of different injuries, each unique to the accident that caused it. For a few moments, I try to see through the eyes of the animal as I ride by and contemplate their demise. What if that was me? Hit-and-run accidents happen all the time. It wouldn't be a stretch to think it could happen to you, too. The fall months had their share of carcasses strewn about the side of the roads. When winter came, the snow followed and the carcasses were blanketed with white. New ones were obvious on the white backdrop of snow. They looked so peaceful and alone. I walk by some from time to time near my house. A walk in the cold always clears my mind and gets me out of the house. Bang! The immediate pain and shock of what just happened floods my senses. It's cold out. Freshly fallen snow drifts on the wind. The texture is fluffy and dense. I lay there watching the brake lights flicker, then dim as the car pauses for a moment, then speeds away. The snow melts a bit around my body. It's wet. Warm and wet. The stars above start to swirl. I move my eyes and trails of starlight blur and follow. A concussion, I'm sure of it. My hand floats to my face. Sticky? Why am I sticky? My hand pulls away and now there's red in my blurred vision of starlight. The fresh snow reminds me of childhood. Hours spent outside after a heavy snowfall, hiding under pine tree canopies, making igloos, and after all that, going inside to warm up your freezing cold fingertips. I could feel that numbing cold all over my body, not just in my fingertips. It looks like I'm going to be here for a while. My arms start waving around like windshield wipers. My legs start to follow. When was the last time I made a snow angel?
Snow started to fall again. The fresh snowflakes fell from those blurry stars, and one by one touched the surface of her blood. It looked like she was sparkling. As new snowflakes fell, and old ones disappeared when they melted in her harsh red blood. She was numb enough now that she melted into the stars. What I like about that story is, like, it gives a lot of good visuals. A thing that I don't do in a lot of my stories is, like, go into, like, visualization.
It's hard.
At least in, I guess in the death scenes, I, like, get very, very visual there, but not in their surroundings.
Mm.
So, like, in your story where it's, like you set the scene.
Aww.
And then you go into the story. I gotta work on that.
No, I mean,
set the scene.
It is all work too, because I remember when I was writing it, it was mostly like the deer part in the beginning wasn't as lengthy, and then I had to kind of connect the two, and they were just two disjointed pieces of the story.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, no, it was like I knew how I wanted it to end, but then I didn't know how to get there. So it kind of came together.
That's how most of my stories start, also. It's just a big paragraph that I write down quickly before I forget the idea.
Mm.
Full of spelling errors, and a lot of it doesn't make sense. But, like, it's a story. Like, it's there. It's legible, but
it just needs
a little oomph. It's like a true rough draft.
Yeah.
It looks almost like a mood board, but with words. I don't remember what those are called. Like a thought bubble or a thought.
Yeah, like the thought web.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's like a technical name for it, but yeah, basically the thought web where you put an idea down and like branch off from it, like put
keywords, words, something,
word association.
Yeah, basically, you get it.
But that was do. Or sorry, so that was do. A word map, by the way. A
word map. That makes sense.
I had to do a quick Google.
No, no worries. Also, I'm glad that I changed it to just do because saying do sounded really stupid. But in my heart, that's what it's called.
Or you can just keep it written out as do, because it's all the same word, and just call it do.
Yeah, you choose which one.
Exactly.
I could have called it Snow Angel, but that I feel like that gets right to it real quick, and I didn't want to.
I feel you. I try not to put the title in the story or put this, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just feels too obvious.
Yeah, because then you're expecting a snow angel, and then you're like, oh, I see where she's going. And it's like, I don't want you to.
So we had a story in the books.
Got a story in the books.
I also like this story. It gave me a lot of good ideas that just kind of came to mind for when we do the visual.
Like Fargo sound scene effects. With a car stopped on the side of the road and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just making it up. That probably doesn't exist in the movie, but it could, you know?
But yeah, we can do like a visual side of things. Put it up on the YouTube because podcasts aren't visual. That's not how they work. So thoughts on this episode? I feel like this is good.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like that we both ended up writing stories that revolved around deer.
That was completely accidental.
I know. Way.
And we just read them in the same podcast because I was like, oh, you also have a story that involves a deer.
Oh, yeah.
We should read them together.
Well, once that we made that revelation too, you know, it was like, no, that has to be, they have to be together. Because I think we thought we knew what we wanted in the first episode, but we didn't know until there was a connection between something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen every time, but like in the future when we do the writing prompts podcasts, they're going to, of course, revolve around the same prompts, but even then they might not
go the like same a similar direction. Theme. Yeah. We'll get into that later, but they'll be cohesive in one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought of some more prompts for you, so I'm going to keep those to myself for now.
No, I love it.
So it'll be like, surprise, here's a prompt. And it doesn't give me an upper hand, because I'll give you like, let's say like a week to like come up with a story. Just because I know the prompt sooner doesn't mean it doesn't give me any advantage.
You know what we should do, though? It would be hilarious if we picked a topic from Cards Against Humanity. Like, I did throw in a why am I sticky in there.
I saw it, and I'm just like, I've used that Cards Against Humanity card before.
It's so good!
But I was just thinking, for the writing prompts, just so that I don't have an advantage, we can write them down on pieces of paper and just, like, pick from a hat.
Yo!
Yeah.
Okay,
so that'll keep it fair. That'll keep it fair.
No pre-writing. And then we'll
both get a week. Exactly. Okay. Because I'll end up, like, pre-writing if we don't do
that. No, you, yeah, you're very productive.
So, my job is very boring, so I can do that.
Fair.
It's a nice job, I love it, but.
No, I know.
Most of the work I do for this podcast, I do at work.
It's like comfort stability, having a job like that. You're like, yeah, I can do this, but I can also do my own thing. Like, make doctor's appointments.
Have some downtime, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But no, this is great. I think that this is a great start. And I hope that, you know.
I hope that people enjoy our stories.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is coming from our tiny morbid hearts. Oh, the look on your face is so cute.
Tiny morbid hearts.
Our tiny morbid hearts.
I don't know if I liked it, but also at the same time, I was like, yeah, no, that's accurate.
It's accurate. Don't fight it.
It's not like I went out of my way to try to think of horror stories.
No, no, not at all. We're not reaching that hard. Our death anxieties are real.
I don't even anxiety. I'm like, yeah, it's going to happen. Here's a story about it.
Mm.
Do you not think about different ways you could die in a day? I just get bored and I do it.
Or it's like a subconscious list that you're not even aware of until all of a sudden you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, That thing is open. I could fall right into it.
I do it while driving. I was just on my way home the other day. And I was like, what if I came home and, like, Carrie was on fire?
What?
I don't fucking know what's wrong with me. But I was just like, just walk in the house and he walks out the bathroom and he's just on fire. Just big orange fire.
Guys. It makes sense.
Why? Nothing. Absolutely nothing triggered that. I was just driving.
I mean, the only way that could happen is somehow, like, there's a gas line that's severed above and everything's it, like, knocks electric. Through your ceiling.
It's like electric stove. An electric. But,
he was trying to put out Brody with a towel. Grease fire.
Like, the cat lit itself on fire with a candle?
I mean, that is... You saw Jungle Book?
What?
Did it?
No, you lost me. I've seen Jungle Book.
Oh, no, the Shere Khan. He picked up, like, a stick and got... Or no, Mowgli tied a stick to the end of Shere Khan's tail. You're and he's right. Like, rah!
Yeah.
That...
Cats on fire. Don't get a cat.
They do not.
Don't set your cats on fire.
Or your husband might also catch fire.
Just don't set things on fire that are alive. Because I'm not going to say don't start fires. That's not me.
You didn't start the fire. No, I got the song.
I am known for setting things on fire.
I mean, burn it down, like, is a catchphrase.
Like, burn it down, but safely. I've gotten safer in my old age. It's like, I'll burn it down, but I'll make sure I know where the fire extinguisher is first.
And nothing flammable around it or polyester.
Around myself. My hair is very flammable. Depends I literally, I put coconut oil in it today. I would go up in flames. Like, no hesitation.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's like one of those fears too, where I was about to blow out a candle downstairs and my hair is so long that as I was bending down, I was like, no, you need to pull that away.
Yeah, like long hair problems. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Final Destination. Any of them.
Honestly, yes.
They're so bad.
And I would say, no, I was like, no, no one ever really. But if you're driving on the highway and you're behind that damn log truck, everyone moves.
No, no.
Everyone moves away from that log truck.
What about the like roof tied piles of pipe?
Oh, those guys, yeah.
Oh, I'm not behind them ever.
Or I just slow down and just let other people get in front of me and then they can die.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll have enough time to stop because I'm driving responsibly.
Well, it's, what is it? The
follow distance.
The javelin, the long stick, basically. I mean, come on.
And I'm at least two cars behind because I'm like, it could go through the first car and like maybe hit the second car. So I was like, at least two cars need to be between me and this.
A Shishka Andrea.
No thanks.
Just all of it's bad.
I'm good. Yeah. No, thank you.
But that's all. These are all our inner anxieties that come from driving all the time, mostly on our commute. But I love that yours was very short and sweet and it came around and you're like, oh, okay. Because honestly, that is a possibility. At any, there's so many deer around my house. This isn't entirely made up.
I almost always see deer when I leave your house, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are dead, but then, like, there's a patch of four.
Most of the ones I see are alive.
Mm.
And I'm just like, oh, hey, I see you. I'm going to slow it down a little.
And they're creepy with their little eyeballs, and they're, like, at the edge of the road, just, like, egging you on, like, I dare you.
But at the same time, they're really cute.
Well, yeah. I mean... What is it?
Just sad to see them on the side of the road dead.
Yeah, especially the fresh ones. There's like a trail of blood coming from the tire tracks. It was not great.
Oh, I saw one survive. I almost hit it. I was on 295 and I was going like 100 miles an hour. Literally, not figuratively. I was literally going 100 miles an hour. And I decided that I should slow down because I realized I was going 100 miles an hour. And I went around this truck and I was like, why is this truck slowing down? Which is why I went around it. And then I looked down and realized I was going 100. And then I looked up and there was like, it wasn't like a baby deer, but it was like a teenage deer.
Okay.
Running down the center lane of 295, which is a 3-lane highway. If you're from New Jersey, you know what that is. But
we'll also touch on that again later.
Yeah. So it's a highway. And he was, like, in the middle lane, and he jumped in the fast lane, which is where I was. I was like, I'm glad I had already started slowing down, because if not, I would have hit him. And then he bounced back to the middle, and then, like, off to the side. And I was like, you made it! Like, you did it, buddy! But also, there was a dead deer on the left, so, like...
Oh, no, the fresh one.
It's, like, half and half. Oh. Like, your friend didn't make it, but you did it.
Yeah, good job, deer. Oh, dear.
Unless he bounced back. Oh dear.
I don't know if it was intentional or not. It just came out of my mouth.
All right.
Oh, but that's okay. Always sucks too, because what was it the other day? So I guess just speaking of road intrusions, the other day I'm just like by the parking lot by a movie theater and there's turkeys. There's three turkeys.
I love the wild turkeys. I love seeing them, and because you don't see them every day.
You just don't, and you don't realize how big they are either until they're next to your car door and everybody's honking at them.
They're scarier than geese. We should post that photo.
They're just amazing. Look at how big they are. I think I got one of its full tail feathers. Oh, yeah, there you go.
But also, when I go past my old job on my way to work, I'm not going to mention it. Where you I don't used have to work. To.
It's a garbage place. Again. Screw that place.
Yeah, screw that place. Yeah, they always had wild turkeys outside and geese. It was like a weird mixture. They were never there at the same time. But
it's so that's funny though. That was along the same like stretch of road.
Yeah, but there's a really nice lake and like a gazebo where people actually go to visit. People who don't work there. It's a really nice little overlook.
That's cute. I think I don't know enough about turkeys. I mean, I guess everything has to drink water, but I just don't really know about.
But it was turkeys. In the parking lot one day, and I had to go to work, and I was just sitting in my car, and I was just, I'm not going to get attacked. this job isn't worth it. I would rather just be late.
And geese hiss at you. It's not just that they're like.
And this one was a turkey. I'm not afraid of the geese as much.
Oh, I am. Kind of.
They can be aggressive. And there were like cute little goslings out there. Aww. Little Ryan goslings. But I keep my distance. That's the only time they're aggressive. Otherwise, they're just chilling. They're fucking geese. I curse a lot. But okay. Yeah. They're just doing their
we'll bleep you out.
Goosey things.
Yeah. Loosey-goosey things.
They were fine, but the wild turkey, I was like, I don't know about you. Like, I didn't...
I know nothing about you.
You don't go to a park and feed wild turkeys.
Yeah.
You only feed geese. You know how they'll react. I don't know
like,
how
what's your name? You don't even go here. Like, what are you doing, turkey?
We eat you.
Yeah, that's about all that I know.
I couldn't help it.
No, so. It's okay. But imagine, they're delicious. Like cats. Like a big fuzzy cat. And underneath all those feathers, they're just this tiny little chicken. You know what I mean? Like, turkeys are actually just little, but we don't know. I mean, I know they're not. But what if those were just projecting all these layers of feather?
Yeah, it's just a wild animal. I know. It's the end. It's fine. But it's just another wild animal that I don't know anything about, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I could write some wild turkey stories, maybe.
we would have to drink wild turkey and tell our wild turkey stories. Wild turkey, sponsored by Wild Turkey.
What is wild turkey? I've never had it.
Is it like whiskey? I don't know. It sounds like it would be
whiskey. I like whiskey. It sounds like it would be a cheap whiskey.
Yeah, I don't claim to know anything about the price of that.
Thunderbird is like... Oh. I know that's really cheap booze of some type.
Isn't there something wild rose or something rose?
Wild orchid?
Irish rose.
There we go.
Thank you, guy. He's not a part of us.
He's fine.
He can sit with us, but over there, downstairs. Is it? It's bourbon.
I mumbled down there as you said downstairs. Oh, it's a pricey bourbon, too.
Yes. Okay.
Wild Turkey Master. Oh, they have different numbers. The numbers... Or the different proofs or milliliters. Okay.
I wish we knew the metric system. You know, like liters.
What are you gonna do, America?
That's a whole different story too.
Like wild turkey bird. Like yes. This is what led us to the alcohol. The bird.
Oh, how many like people are looking for the wild turkey alcohol, and it's like, no, I need to specifically. I'm looking for a bird.
But hey, they only live for 10 years, so
they're pets. They're like inbred dogs.
What? Well,
purebreds are really just inbred. I mean, come on. The gene pool's so small.
They're just birds. They're just birds.
Okay. I realize I just put that on them, but, you know, I don't claim to know about turkeys. Ooh, that's
but
a good
I'm just
one.
Wondering how long geese, but what? Geese can live 10 to 24 years, so.
Listen, turkeys, you need to up your game.
We're
all over the place. It's off the rails.
So.
But that was,
That was show number one. We did it.
Welcome.
We made it.
Yeah, I hope you like our tiny morbid fantasies and... That we saved our banter till last.
Share your thoughts on deer and geese and wild turkeys.
Yeah, and message us.
The bourbon and the beer. The bourbon and the bird. The beer.
The bourbon and the bird. Yeah, share your thoughts on social media. We are on Reddit. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, and we've been sharing a lot of content lately. We'd love to hear your feedback. So, yeah. If you're as tiny, morbid, and...
You lost
it. I haven't thought that one through, but if you also have morbid. Tiny, morbid fantasies,
are yeah, no,
you
no, nothing.
Fantastic, tiny,
morbid? Tiny, morbid, and fantastic.
Yeah. We'll get there. But if you like morbid things just as we do, you know, feel free to follow us, like, share, subscribe, all that jazz. You already know. But we'd love for you to be a part of our community. We hope you liked it.
I liked it.
Me too.
We have to come up with an ending. We'll do that later.
That's true. Ending to be continued, really.
To be determined.
To be determined.